Hey there, and welcome to episode 52 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we are continuing Seattle Week, although we're not really in Seattle for today's episode. We're hopping to the nearby town of Redmond to take a look at a phenomenon known as the Microsoft interview. There's a saying in the human resources community that past behavior is the best predictor of future performance. This idea has led to what are called experience-based interviews with questions like, describe a time when you were in a high-stress situation and how you dealt with it. I know I've had that question before in interviews. Now, this is all well and good for many companies, but Microsoft really wanted something more. So they wanted to find programmers who could display problem-solving and technical prowess. So they developed something called the Microsoft Interview. The real hallmark of the Microsoft Interview are questions that really seem to be out of left field to test potential Microsoftees. Samples of some of the questions that have been used in Microsoft interviews are, how can computer technology be integrated in an elevator system for a 100-story office building? Another question could be, write a function to print the Fibonacci numbers. Or my personal favorite, why is a manhole cover round? Questions like this force the interviewee to not only think on their feet, but demonstrate in real time that they really do have what it takes to work for the single largest software company in the world. Thanks for tuning into episode 52 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show, you can email me at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Also, don't forget to review the podcast on Zune, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we go back in history to take a look at Seattle's Gilded Origins.